So, yeah, but we'll, to the extent that we're able to get a certain perspective here, an inyan of bittul for the sake of being the mayit, the halal hasukkah, so that it no longer has a psul of l'mal michaf. So we had the obvious case that doesn't work if you use karmuk sassos, pillows, blankets. That's not a miyut, even if you mevatalit, Rashi and Ervin says that you say, I am not removing it, and that doesn't count for anything, even though you actually declared as such. You're not gonna take it for the rest of Sukkos, because batul dati tzakoda. Because typically a person would not want to leave his karmic sasas there for even for 7 days, because of hefsed mamono, as Rashi says over here. That's the obvious case. Then we have a case of teven ubitlo, and certainly afro bitlo, and that would work. Because when it comes to Afar and Tevin, if you clearly say, I don't want to take it for this amount of time, and Rashi Sif is, it's totally in the time of Sukkos, that would be a bittul, and therefore we have here a less of a halal, which is not l'mal michaf. This is now becoming the new karka hasukkah. Then we have that the cases that are machokes tanoim, namely Tevin, that you didn't actually say I'm mevatel it, but l'maisa, your intention is not to remove it, and offer stam, which is the equivalent of that. So Rabbi Yossi and Rabban disagree, as more quotes from the Mishnah Olos. Mishnah Olos, as quoted by the Gemara, is a case also of Tevin or Tzvaros. Tzvaros is like offer, and the Tanakama holds only bitlo mevutel, only if you mevatel it and you say that I want it to remain here. And again, the question is how long? It's going to be the big machokas Rishonim. So Rashi by Sukkah says Zayin Yamim, and the parallel says the Ran for this would be the time of the Tumah being there. What do we have there by Tumah? We have a case of a part of a mace, because I said a mace, that's Mitami Ohel, but if there's a Tumah Ritzutza, which means that the Tumah is squashed, there isn't an Ohel Tefach space, Chalal Tefach above it, then it's not pshat that it goes to the under the Ohel and not over the Ohel. It goes right through and doesn't go to the sides, it goes straight through. Tumah Ritzutza, Volkas V'Ola. So if you have Tumah in the line, if you have something in the line of that Tumah, it goes straight through the roof, and something which is on the other side of the roof would also be Tamtame. The question is, do we have Tumah Ritzutza here, or do we have an Ohel Tefach above the Tumah? So the question is this called a Bittul or not? Tanakama says, if you're Mevatel, it's called a Bittul, and then you have the Chalal is no longer Chalal Tefach. And Rav Yossi says, no, even if you're not Mevatel Hedya, but if, in fact, Tevin, the Ein Asib Lefanos. So your intention is not to remove it, but you didn't declare as such. You didn't have a clear intention like that. But Lamaisa, you're not going to take it away. And that is the same thing as Afar Stam, and it's Batal. Afar Stam is also that way, because the default is by Afar, you're not taking it away. However, if your intention by Afar is to clear it, then it's like Stam Tevin Velo Batal. Rashi adds here that there's another case that's also subject to the machlokas, and that is the case of Afar, and what? Beinasifanoso, but you are not mevater. So Tanakam says it's still no good, because you need an actual bitl. Okay, so we began to examine what exactly is this, the dynamics here of the bitl. What does bitl mean? We said Rashi says that you were declaring that I'm not taking it away. But what's the pshat here? So the way we touched it was that there's really two things to think about when you have bitl. There's the act of bittul itself, which is that you're making it, you know, I'm leaving it here. That's what bittul is. It's staying here. This is its makom. You're koveya makom for it. Your kviyas and makom is a function of your saying, I'm not taking it away again, however long. But that's the kviyas makom. But with that, something else happens. By being koveya makom for this, for the offer, for the tevin, whatever it might be, so what is to be accomplished through that is that the chalal, this hollow space, is no longer defined, the place where the makom, where this is now nikvah, where it's established, is no longer airspace. It's closed. It's so same that avir. The stima is what results from the bittul. And there's the bittul, the act of bittul, and there's the stima that results from it. So if I have a bitul that works, then what happens is the stima is it's no longer halal. It's not halal esrin. In the case of tumah, it's not an ohel of tefach above the tumah. Now we saw in the in the Rashi that Mitzad Achad Rashi holds you don't need Bittul for the entire La'olam. The Rach argues, the Rach, the Aviezri, quoted by the Rash, they hold, the Ritva we'll see as well, they all hold, Bittul means La'olam. Which means that you cannot be Kovei HaMakom for it to be Vata, but if it's not La'olam. Stam for duration of time, that's Shech and Vata for that. Vata is I'm not taking it, ever. That's what it means to be Kovei HaMakom, this is its place. Rashi holds, no, I can name Vata it for Zman. But on the other hand, Rashi says, but for it to be effective, this bittul, in terms of the din of being ma'ita chalal sukkah, or being creating that it's not an old tefach and it's not and it's here for kol tumah ritzutza over here by tumah, it can't just be for a short time. It has to be, can't be a day. It has to be for 7 days by sukkah. And by tumah, it has to be kozman shatumah sham. So what's the idea? What's this middle ground? The way we explained it in Svara is that apparently Rashi doesn't require for bittul be'etzem, to do a bittul, to say, I'm bikovei makom, this is its makom. It doesn't have to be la'olam. It's shayich, the concept of bittul is shayich for less than la'olam. For the Rebbe Chanan, the whole idea of bittul, the whole concept, I'm being mevatel, means la'olam. That Rashi disagrees. Rashi holds you could create a bittul, it's shayach to have a bittul, it's not la'olam. So what's the pshat that it has to be for 7 days over here? It has to be kozman shatumah sham. Because what's going on with the bittul? What's the result of the bittul? That the halal is no longer, it's closed. The halal is closed up. It's not a halal anymore. If the bittul is not going to accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish, if I'm not mevatel it, or if the bittul doesn't accomplish a stima, so what is it? It's something sitting in the halal. It's like a pikadon. It's munach in the halal is there, and there's something sitting there. I'm using the space. I'm sitting in the sukkah. That's not my the halal sukkah. So there's something sitting, but do I see a hole here? Of course I do. Do I see something resting in the hole? Yes. But the hole is there. The ohel is there. The ohel tefach is there. The halal esrim is here. Something is situated in there. So I'm kovei hamakom. Good, but it's not enough. It has to, kviyas makom has to do what? It has to accomplish that the space is now closed. What Rashi is telling us is the following. What's the idea of the sukkah, l'shiva? The sukkah, shiva, that's the definition of sukkah. Sukkah is, v'sukkah shteishu shivas yamim. I want to sit in this sukkah on day one. What I do for day one, I establish that this is, has a space, it has a makom in this sukkah, these karmaksasos or the with a tevin, whatever it might be, the afar, has a spot, but only for a day. After a day, I'm going to take it out. So what are you going to tell me? Right now, the halal is closed. Why? Because something is there and I'm not taking it out for the rest of the day. No. Because if I clearly am going to take it out tomorrow, then the way that I view this tevin that's sitting here on the bottom layer of the sukkah, on top of the karka, is not that the halal has been closed. Look, tomorrow it's going to be removed. Tomorrow's still sukkahs. So how do I view what I have in front of me? That the space is being used. There's something deposited in the halal. But it doesn't eliminate the status of there being a halal here. So it's still halal esrim. That's the way we want to be masbir. Everyone hear the vart. In other words, it's bittul isman. It's shaykh to talk about a bittul isman. I'm kovei hamakom isman, not for all of them. But what's going to be from that? What's going to be is that it has to now close the halal. It can't do that unless the intention of the bittul has already taken into account the entire duration of sukkahs. So then I could say that the stima has been accomplished, that it's no longer halal, it's sasul. Similarly, by tumah, hang on, by tumah, is it shayach to be mevatel for less than la'olam? Yes. But if the tumah is going to be here however long, and I only want to leave it here for less than that amount of time, so now you can't tell me that it's Tumaritsutsa. You can't tell me that I have the halal, the ohel space is no longer there. Yes, it is there. Because the tumor is going to be there tomorrow or the next day, and the thing is going to be removed. That means it's only there for safekeeping. But, on the other hand, as long as my bita was there, I'm not taking it away for the whole time that the tumor is there, or for the whole sukkis. So the what's going to be after sukkis, or when the tumor is gone, is not relevant here. From the perspective of what we're discussing, from the tumor perspective, from the sukkah perspective, I have no halal anymore. I don't have an old tefach anymore. This is the way that we want to be Masbir Rashi. And I think we have a little bit of a support to this pshat, this understanding, from something the Rosh brings as a raya to Rashi against the Rabbi Elchanan. What did the Rosh bring as a raya to Rashi's pshat? Again, he quotes Rashi, quotes the other shittas of the Rishon, the Midla Olam, the Nira Kepirish Rashi. The bitul dahacha kos man mitzvah sukkah. Dumya demiut the koso bacharitz the ben beis chatzer the perik chalom. What do we have in daf ayin ches on the days in Erevin? Charitz shebein beis chatzeros. Charitz is a ditch that's mafsik across the whole chatzer between two courtyards, and its dimensions are amok yod v'rachav dalit. So it's like a separate. It's a real mavdil between the two chatzeros. That's the definition of Rishus HaYachid, those dimensions. Ma'arvin shnayim ve'imarvin echad. So now they can't jointly make an Erev chatzeros. Each one has to do its own Erev. Afil milei kashel tevin. Doesn't matter. However, milei ofro svoros ma'arvin echad ve'imarvin shnayim. Tevin or kash is not a stima. Rashi says, because you're going to remove it. But, milei, afrot svoros, ma'aben echad, ve'im ma'aben shnai. So the more it discusses this issue. And what does the Gemara say? Ba'afil v'stama? Is it true that automatically putting an afar creates a stima? Aye, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah in Olos. So how can you say merely offer does the trick by itself? You need bitul lehedya. You need to say I'm not taking it out. So the Gemara tries to say at first, I'm Rav Huna Mantana Olos Rav Yosihi. That shita over there, you need bitul Rav Yosi. The Gemara says, no, you got it wrong. He Rav Yosi, the opposite. Ipchasha minanga. What did Rav Yosi say? Tevin beinosifanoso is like stam offer ubatul. Afra v'asa panoso is like stam tevin below batul. So what does Rav Yosi hold? That the default without a bitul is already batul by afra. Some more switches. Elo amar avasi mantana erevin Rav Yosi. So Rav Yosi over there, who says you don't need a bitul, that's the Mishnah here. That's one teretz. Okay, so that explains why afra is by itself a bitul without a bitul. We'll see Rav Nefti come back to explain Rav Yosi. Rav Huna ben Yeshua Omar, Tuma Shabbos Karabbis. You're asking a kasha from Tuma to Shabbos. Hanach Isa Shabbos. You know why offer works even without a bitul lehedya? Da'afil arniki nami mevatel inish. Because, of course, you're mevatel it. Because even an arniki are mevatel. What does the Gemara mean? What is offer? Offer is what? What do you call classify that in terms of the Shabbos? Muksa. You can't be tzma. It has no purpose. Muksa machmas gufo. So even an arnaki, wow, arnaki is money. People love money, right? Filled with money. Kis mali mos. But you put it there on Shabbos, batu sham, because it's muksa. Tevin v'kash, you can give to the animal. So Ravashi's answer is, whatever Yeshua's answer is, that the reason why it works, even without the quote unquote bitu, is because you're clear on mevatelet. Because you can't use it. Okay, so let's pause for a second. Says the Rosh, there's a Mars, another teretz, another chiluk. We had one teretz that the Mishnah in Arabian is like, Yossi, another teretz, what do you mean? Arnaki is also mevatel, so certainly offers mevatel. You don't need, that is a bitul. Says the Rosh, so what do you see? That you don't need bitul la'olam. Dava she'eno nito b'Shabbos m'mayit. Dava nito eno m'mayit. In other words, what's the call by Shabbos? If you can move in on Shabbos, it's not m'mayit. If you can't move in on Shabbos, it's muksa, then it's m'mayit. Says the Rashi, I have a raya to who? Against the Rav Yah, against the Rach, raya to Rashi. Both sides. I have a simple question. What did Rashi say by Sukkah? How long do you have to mevatel it? Not la'olam. By how long? 7 days. 7 days. 1 day? No good. Right? 1 day is not a bitul. So what are we being right to Rashi? What is it over there? 1 day. It's 1 day. It's just Shabbos. How's it parallel? How's it a parallel? No. What? The teretz is the 1 day of Shabbos, the Hilchos Erevin, is the perfect parallel to what to Zayin Yemei HaSukkos. Because the point of Rashi is that you have that you can have bitul lizman, but the bitul lizman has to be relating to the halacha, the relevance of that halacha that we're dealing with. The whole discussion of ma'arvin shnayim erevin ma'arvin echad is about Shabbos. Are they viewed as one chatzer or two chatzeros? Three b'chatzeros. Next day is no problem. You can carry anyway. So the point is that you can't have it for chatzis Shabbos, but you have to be for the whole Shabbos. But that's exactly what you're doing, mevatel for the whole Shabbos. But for Sukkot, the question of whether I have a Sukkah that's kosher or not, whether it's halal esrim or not, more than halal esrim, not halal esrim, is a question of the status of the Sukkah. Sukkah is a Shinas Yamim structure. So if you're going to just be mevatel it for 1 day, so you don't have a bitul that's going to relate to the Hilchos Sukkah to change the status of the Sukkah to say, I don't have halal esrim. Today I'm not taking it. No. But Lemaisa, what's going to be? Tomorrow you're going to take it. So the halal is still here as far as I'm concerned. Good, you have something sitting there in this space. But to say that the space has shrunk and it's no longer there, it's clogged, that's only because it was for 7 days. So the Rosh Hashanah is good. Because Hilchos Shabbos is 1 day, Hilchos Sukkah is 7 days. And what is Tumah? Like the Ran says, Nogeya, Kosma, so Tumah Shah. Seems to be what you see from this rush. Derech Agav, just to take everyone's question just a second, but now Rabbi Kiva Eger says something interesting. How did Rashi know that he can't invatel it for 1 day? Let's say for Sukkot. So Lamaisa, the first day of Sukkot, I should have a kosher Sukkot. I mean, we gave a svara why it won't accomplish the what Bittu is meant to accomplish, because I still see the space open, just being used. But where did Rashi know that you can't have the miut for 1 day? What's a marker for Rashi? So Kivega says brilliantly, because look, the first day of Sukkot has the same halacha of muksa, like Shabbos does. So if you're putting it for 1 day, if you hold that 1 day is good enough, so then without bitul, it should be automatically the same, because you're mevatel, because you have Hilchos Muksa. So why won't it work for 1 day of Sukkot in the same way that you see by the Gemara and Shabbos, that it's no different than Arnaki? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rashi says, Batrin l'chol shiva, huchrach, Rashi had to say this, t'tzarach bitul l'chol shiva, because tabein bein osir l'fanosu. The offer stam, so machokis of Yosef Rabbana. That according to Rabbanan, if you're not going to say I'm about to it, by Teven, Ben Asafanos, it's not enough. An offer stam is not enough. You have to be about to ahead, yeah. But wait a second. The Shabbos, the Yom Tov, the Meir Tzarech Levat, the Mishim Muksa. Muksa is only Rabbanan, yeah, but Nikomok, we're having Miut. Lemaisa, Tzarech Levat, you are about to, you're not going to touch Muksa on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. So Yom Tov Rishon is the same thing as Bittul. So Racham should agree, if you hold that 1 day Bittul is good enough, so then it should be kosher the first day. So obviously the answer is you need Bittul l'shiva. Now the svar, we gave you the svar for it, because Sukkah is a concept of 7 day Sukkahs. But Rashi saw it; it had to be that way, because otherwise you'd have the Bittul Memela, because it's Muktzah the first day. We had a different way to say why Rashi had to say this. What's the first case of the Gemara that doesn't work with Pashtas? Kar Muksasas. You're putting it down, right? So Mestama, you're willing to be sober, either risk it or be sober, whatever wet, moisture, or whatever, dirt, can go on it for the period that you're putting it on. Obviously, you're putting it on for a temporary period, or it's what you're putting it in. So if you're tinned, bittul can be for a short time, for a day, less than 7 days, so then why can it be a bittul for the 1 day? You're putting it down. Heretz says, no, because you have to have, bittul has to be for 7 days, that's sukkah for 7 days. All right, so this is Shitas Rashi, Umas, what we had here in the Rach, and we'll see in the Ritva, that holds the Bittul has to be Le'olam. Okay, Noah maybe?
Yeah.
Before, and then anyone else?
Is Ravina from now, you could say this far that we're saying, for Ravina Chananel also.
Ravina Chananel says he cannot do an act of Bittul. If it's not Le'olam.
He will just say
Bittul is defined as Le'olam. To say I'm Kaveh Mokum for this, it means Kaveh Mokum is not for this amount of time. It's indefinite.
Well, you could say like a similar story that it will only be considered becoming part of the floor and not filling up the halal unless it's forever. Why is that unique to Rashi this story? Like it's only, it just changed the time period from 7 days to 12.
I'm saying in Reina Chanana, it's a function of the to be mevatel has to be, well, that's the definition of the act of bitter. And in Rashi, the act of bittul you see could be for less than Lola. The only thing is, it's not going to create a stima. Rebbe Chananel said, you cannot ever talk about bittul, but it's not Lola. You see, there's another case I haven't mentioned yet, which I have to see what will maybe be about that case. There's one more example. We have the two cases in our Gemara here. We have the case in Erevin. We have one more example, which we'll mention in a minute, just to look at that also. That the Ritva brings us a Rai, also that Bittul is Le'olam. But L'chur, that's what comes up from the Rach, that Bittul is Le'olam, that's what it means. That's the definition. In Rashi, it's not the definition. But yet, why does it have to be for the 7 days? Why call it Mashat Tumashah? Because otherwise, if I know that there'll be a certain point that it's going to be taken out, and that point in time, the Halach is still here and relevant, and so what do I say now? Today it's not a halal, tomorrow it's a halal. No, it's a halal now, it's just being used.
So Rabbeinu Chananel is simply if something's not mivatel forever, it's just not bittul. You don't have to say it because that's like bittul right. Means
right. Yeah, we'll see more in the Ritva. The Ritva has the way time for Rashi about the question of Amira B'peh. I want to talk about that as well in the Ritva, how that ties into this. Okay, Eitan and Daniel. Yeah, Daniel.
How would the Rach understand the Gemara with Arn Pete?
We'll get to it. We'll see the Tosin in a second. What is the answer? You know, what's the answer? What could be the answer for the Rashi's Raya? That's the ask. How are we going to defend the Rach?
Yeah, but more importantly,
I'll tell you what the Pnei Yeshua is. Good question. What is the Rach going to say in defense of the Rach? You good? Good. So the Pnei Yeshua wants to say that why are there other answers in that Gemara to the Kashi? We had a different answer. First thing, Gemara gave a teretz that the Mishnah in Erevin goes like a Yossi. Then you had this answer when Rebbe Yeshua that Hanachi for Shabbos the few aren't give out the Inish. Then Rav Ashi has another answer. Rav Ashi gives an answer Bayis Acharitz Karam. If you can't compare the case of Bayis where the case of Tum is Bayis and the case of Charitz Bayas, why Bishlam Acharitz Gemitmei Kai? The whole Charitz, by definition, by design, is meant to be filled up. It's an opening, and it's going to be filled up. Bias is not meant to be stuffed up. So therefore, here you don't hear the Chacham would agree that you don't need a bittul ahead yet. No, says Rav Yeshua. Why do the other answers of Gemara not accept the answer from Rav Yeshua, who gives the answer that here you're vatel because it's muksa? So he wants to say because they hold. That wouldn't help you because bittul that would only make a bittul for 1 day, Arniki. But we hold bittul 7 days, so we'll go like the other answers of the Gemara. I say it's the Pnei Yeshua. That's what he wants to say. L'shita sasovrim the besuka beinam bittul olam. Nami, Why not? Why didn't they like that reason? Well, that's so far the best we could do for the Rav. Yeah, he doesn't stem with that one answer, but there's other answers in the Gemara. You have to know. Okay, good. Let's see. Yeah. You mean the Gemara is mashma that there it's you don't need mashma with pet because it's just because of muksa.
No, it's easier to do it. Like
yeah, but it doesn't say that. But was it when a person by muksa, a person says I'm about to it, you think that's better? There you don't need a pet.
If it's not, but
does it say that he says that he did it? It doesn't say.
What else you can do? It's there.
We're talking about bittul. I don't know.
Yeah, but saying it doesn't say he did it over there, okay, by the case. He's saying it's mashma that the Yeshua Grada learns that Rashi's bepez lav dafka. So that happens to be interesting. Yeshua says bittul b'fiv. Near the lav dafka bittul b'fiv mamish. Iker kavanas Rashi means that Yeshua here shegamar b'libo levatul sham. That's the equivalent of bittul b'fiv. That's what the Ritva Tain is on the Rashi. We see soon from Shibalev, so you don't see from Shibalev here. It's like, what's the point? What's the Ritva Dafka? No Chalos Bittul, the Ritva seems to be asking in Rashi. You're saying that Gemara is a Mashba that way. What's the Bittul over here? It's the Lav Dafka. Unless you could say that typically you need the Bittul because I don't know. That if everyone knows and it's taka better, then they don't need to see here it's a yedua. By Shabbos, it's clear, muksa. So maybe that's part of what Rashi means, bepeh. I don't know. Think about your question. Good question. Yeah.
I thought it was, like, given though that Yom Shvili become burnt.
What? No, the Ritva asks, we can start already on Ritva, we'll see the Tosis too, but the Ritva asks on Rashi, Akasha. The few Ritvas I gave you to look at. So he quotes Rashi, Pirish Rashi, Bitgusham Choshvas Yamim, the Enot Silfanoso, Koimeachad, Yashabitu Shamakin the Ferish. See, what did Rashi seem to say? What's the difference between, quote, Bitlo and Enot Silfanoso? Bitlo, everybody agrees. They offer. Enos Rufanoso is what? It's Machogus of Yossi and Achachan. So what makes the difference? What's the basis for the difference? So the Ritva learns up in Rashi. The Enos Rufanoso means that you clearly have in mind not to clear it. And Bitlo means that you did what? That you verbalized that intention. This is how the Ritva learns up in Rashi. The Enos of Anos is Shul Omer Kach, El Shekachu B'dayta. V'lo Nihira, says the Ritva and Rashi, the Habitha L'gamri Mashma L'olam Stoma. Bitha is Mashma L'olam. The Ritva holds, the Ritva is going to end up saying a different distinction between Bitha and Enos of Anos. But the Ritva, it's not about the Tevras is Belev. It's about how long you're intending not to clear it. That's what the Ritva is going to learn. The Ritva is going to say, Bitlo means La'olam, Inosafanosa means for a certain amount of time. And now, let's see what he says. He brings a raya. Ugabi miut chalon, shelo lobi esatuma, boi bitu olamis, kitigasim perko yachbor, gabi rogik inamait bachalon, ukitipirish rashi hasam. Now let's mention a fourth example where the issue comes up a bit. We have the two examples in the Gemara here, Sukkah and Tumah Ritzutza. We have the case of Charitz and Erev Ches. Now we have the Inyan of Rokik. This is a Sukkah in Perkel Yachbor. It's also a Tumah Smeis Inyan, but a different discussion. Not about Tumah Ritzutza, Bokas Va'ole, but about Tumah going from one room to another, or one house to another. So the halacha is if you have kazayis and ames in a house, and the house has a window that is poseach tefach, It's a tefach opening. So then the tumma will go to the next room or to the next house over. Let's say you close the tefach opening with something. You put a wafer of some kind, which I was going to say is a little bit ruined or whatever. It's oiled, it's moist. So is that enough to be mayit from the halal tefach, and then the window will not be maybe a satuma from one room to the other? That's the discussion in that sugya. Amash tuvia amakisna mashmot yutasabes in bavavasu rakik enom mayit b'chalom. Rashi says rakik sufkinin charad chavara ketana v'raka. It's like a spongy type of a cookie. In a mayit b'chalon, shebein bayis l'bayis. So you have a window between two rooms or two houses. V'yesh bo paseach tefach. You have a tefach opening in this window. U'meis munach be'achas mehem. V'tumah bokas l'tzad sheni. So tumah, now we're not talking about bokas v'ola through the roof, it's going from one room to the next. Ein rakik m'mayit shiuran m'lohotzi tumah. Why not? They came to Roy Lachila, it's food. It's not going to be considered a machitza because it's edible. My ear rakik, I feel avinami. Rakik is something which is thin. Why dafka rakik? Lomi bai kam lombai ava, they came to ichzile, it's for sure fit to eat. Lomi vatale, not mevatale. Abu rakik, the mimis. Mitoch shehudak rashi, it's very thin, like a thin wafery type of thing. The lechuach hakosa meratvo, and now the moisture of the kosa is going to make it, because it's so thin, is going to make it very, very disgusting, and it'd be nimas. So you might think that that ema betulei mevatale, you might think that imevatale kamash malon. Then there's a whole sugya that goes on from here. So the question that comes up here in the Yerushalmim is, when we say that you're not mevatale, let's say you are mevatale, that is memayit b'chalom. What does bitul mean over there? What does bitul mean over there? So the Ritva says that it's pashut, that the bitul over there by rakik, if you were mevatel it, it would have to be la'olam. It's interesting that even the Rush, now what did the Rush say by us? That what did he seem to say? What's the halacha of bitul? It could be shabbos yom. Interesting. In Halachas Ketanos of the Rush, if you're looking in the Sechta after Menachos, they have what's called Halachas Ketanos. So you'll have there from the Rush, Sechuchas Sefer Torah, in the back of after Menachos, in the Shah, Sechuchas Mezuzah, Halachas Ketanos, it says on the top. Then you'll have Halachas Tefillin, Halachas Tzitzis, and then you have Halachas Tumah. Okay? And then you have Halachas Chala and other things also. Piskei Rashi, when Hilchos Tumah after Menachos, you have it. He mentions Rakik, mentions the sugya of Rakik, and he says that the Tumah, the Bitul, has to be La'olam. Here. Harav kitzer must be the riff. Harav kitzer besasam dvarav utzvichin beard and peg based above a basam muchach she'ena davar munach b'chalon moneya milavar sham hatuma. It's os test there. Ad sheyivatrenu sham bitul olamis she'en bedaito od litro misham. He brings a riot, but this is what he says. Now I ask you, how do we explain this? If the Rush himself holds by sukkah that bitul is kosher. And if we assume that when it comes to Tumah Ritzutza, the Ran already said that what would the bitul require there, according to Rashi? Koz mancha tumah shah. So how can now the Rush say, when it comes to the case of Rakik, which is a window between two rooms, if you mevatel it, for it to count, it has to be bitul la'ola. Can there be a svar l'chalik here between the cases? 1, 2, yeah?
Maybe it's like a special, because it's something that's predetermined. It could only be there for 7 days.
Okay, but remember, Tumah Ritzutza, we're going to assume here, by the case of Tumah, I'm going to assume at the Ran, that when it comes to the issue of Tumah Babayis, and whether it's going through, the Bitul is sufficient if it's a Kozmach at Tumah Sham. But I still hold there's a chiluk between that case of tumma and the case of tumma of the chalon between bayis and bayis. What do you think? Okay, your svara is interesting. Could be we could think of these svaras when we get on with the ritva, that there may be cases where like it could be that could be, you know, you could change your mind. But it's a good, keep this in your mind, this idea that the bitul might not be full bitul. I don't know if we have to quite go there. Maybe just conceptually itself is a chiluk, not just in terms of the... Namely, when it comes to tumah ritzutza, the whole discussion of an ol over tumah and whether the tumah is going to stay in the bayis or go through is only relevant, is defined as an issue of kozmasha tumasha. Because no one would talk about an ol in a bayis over something if there's no something. The tumma ritzutza question, or whether it's squashed tumma or the space of a tefach over the tumma, is only a discussion because there's tumma there, and the shaila is the tumma going to break through the roof, or is it going to stay, you know, is it going to stay in under the roof and spread under the roof? That's why the question of bitul is going to be measured by kozmasha tumma sham and not anything else, and not la'olam. However, when it comes to the question of a bayis constructed with a window, the issue stands separate. In other words, do I have a window that's made via satuma? That's a classification. When you have a construct, you have a building, and you have one room, another room, one bayis, another bayis, and you have a window. If the window is b'seach tefach, doesn't matter whether there's tuma here right now. If I look at it through halachic lenses, I'm going to immediately ask myself, if I'm a Bucky and Tyrus, right, and I look at this construct, I'm going to say, do I have here a chalon ha-mevi esatuma, or do I not? Do I have a poseach tefach or not? So therefore, the bitul to be ma'is b'chalon is going to have to be la'olam, because that issue is la'olamish. It's self-defining. Is it a poseach tefach window, or is it not? Whereas by tumah ritzutza, if the tumah is here, now do I have an O over the tumah? So then the bitul of kozman shat tumah sham is all that I need, because after that there's nothing to talk about. There's the ol over the tumah, that's the whole halacha. If it's squash tumah, if there's no ol over the tumah, if there's no tefach chalal over the tumah, then it goes straight through, and if there is, then it doesn't go through the roof. So then the whole issue is about kozman shat tumah sham, like by sukkah. The whole discussion is the sukkah of Shabbos Yomim. However, the issue of rakik, I can hear, I'm not saying it's a simple svara, I can hear that even Rashi, who holds when it comes to Erevin, it's enough bitul for one day, that's when the Rosh is right. And when it comes to sukkah, Shabbos Yomim. And when it comes to tumah ritzutza, narasugya, kozman shat tumah sham. But the case of rakik, the issue is the status of a chalon, shebein bayis lebayis, whether it is poseach tefach or not. Dear Rashi will agree that the bitul will have to be la'olam, because the discussion is whether I have an objective chalon, a poseach tefach or not. That may be as a tuma. It doesn't matter if the tuma is here or it's not here. It's do I have a chalon that maybe is a tuma? So therefore, the shear is going to be la'olam. If it's not skewer in the rush will say over there it is a go. But the Ritva brings it as a riot against Rashi from that Gemara. He says, who are dealing to Ritzutza? So you have to know what's the machok. It's interesting that the Ritva thought it was a riot, and we're saying maybe there's a difference. You know. They came in Shekenu, says the Ritva, who are dealing with Chatzuka, the Medamin La Hadadi Bishmaite. Continues the Ritva. Okay, but you hear it, you don't hear it, but it's a svar, maybe Lachalik. That was one kasha dritva. Yeah, Rashi.
Where did Rashi first say that tumah has to be for
a... Rashi didn't say it, because the Ran was the one who said it.
The Ran
said it. Rashi didn't say. So you want to time that Rashi maybe didn't agree with tumah ritzutza also.
Either way, we still have to defend the Ran, or whatever. We still have to say it's about
Right. It's interesting, right? Rashi didn't directly say that tumah. But we were saying that it should be the same parallel, yeah, all based on the Ran. Continues the Ritva, the Su. The Kevin de Lubatlinu El Zanya Meachag, according to Rashi, that you only vatle for 7 days. So Maliim Amakin Befir Valomakin. So but then I don't understand why it should matter whether you verbalize it or not. Why should it be befiv? The Ritva takes Rashi at face value, it's befiv. The Baha'u Echo Memor Dvarim Shavayim Dvarim. The rule is that if you want, if you're just thinking something, you don't express it, it doesn't have any status. You cannot create a chalos by imagining what he's thinking. He has to spell it out. But this is not about Dvam Shebelev. It's not a problem with Dvam Shebelev. If I'm selling you something, and I have an agenda, I'm thinking I'm only selling it because I have this plan to go to Eretz Yisrael, and I tell you that afterwards, but I never spelled it out, so the Mechira is a Mechira, because I didn't say anything except that I'm selling it to you. So Dvam Shebelev, Enim Dvar. He says, that should matter over here, because that's only true in Adarim. He thinks Adarim, Hekdeshos, Utnayim. If I don't spell out those Dvarim Shebelev, then it's not relevant. Abu Inyan Shum Bito Gili Daita Havi Kamir Bepe. As long as I'm Megaladas, it should be the same. Now, why is this a Kasha Dafka and Rashi? How does this Kasha relate to Keva Dulo Batrinu? In other words, it sounds like the Ritva. Were I to hold that Bito is what? Were I to hold that Bito is La'olam, then I could understand that Bito requires what? Dibur. Now, it so happens, is the Ritva going to hold that way, Lamaisa? The Ritva himself. When you go on in the Ritva, is the Ritva, you have to need a mirror or you don't need a mirror? You don't. Lamaisa, he himself holds you don't need a mirror. But he's challenging Rashi that Rashi, you for sure should not require a mirror. In other words, were I to hold La'olam, then I can at least understand why you might require Dibur. What's the difference? From Spalevi and Mitvar? I mean, the same point. From just that, you might seem a vato. You're not a chal. It sounds to me that the Ritva is saying like this. It could be that you would view Bito like a chalos. I'm making a chalos. I mean, a vato is like a chalos, creating a hegdish, a getter of hegdish. Hegdish is a chalos. You need a deep word. Ram Shabbat Yom Advarim. Kiludas is not enough. But that's only if you say bitul olam. Bitul is man, it's not, can't be a chalos. That's what it sounds like the Ritva means to ask. Now, even the Ritva is going to end up saying that it's la'olam, but it's still not really a chalos of sorts. But Rashi, you for sure not going to view it as that. Ta'anachal, the Ritva's own pshat is, the batle ha'no shebitul sham la'olam. But the Ritva says it so happens, I don't hold any bepeh. This la'olam, bein befiv bein beliba. That is bitul. Doesn't need befiv. To be believer. But what makes that case different than Enosofanoso? Very pashut. Enosofanoso, Hainoshe, Enosofanoso, Kosmani Meachag, Lin Soko, Lin Tuma, Kosmacha, Tuma Babais. So for the Ritva, the difference between Enosofanoso and Bito is in terms of how long you would tend to leave it there. Bito means La'ola. Enosofanoso means for whatever window of time, Pesukis by 7 days, and by Tumah, Kuzmasha Tumasha. But Bito, which is what's necessary for the Rabbanim for sure, see Rabbi Yossi's own Shita, but if the Chamin say you need Bito, that means you need Bito La'olam. Says the Ritva, V'hainu de Aminan, the Karam Uksasos, Afagav de Patrino Bito La'olamis, Lo havi miut, that the first case, the karmic sussos doesn't work, the batle daito etzel kalada, the ein derach shumadim mevata krita smisho la'ola, the iru lezayin nimeachad after the mevatele. So here the Ritva brings a raya. Why does karmic sussos not work? You know why it doesn't work? Because nobody's mevata karmic sussos la'ola. But if for 7 days, why not? And what did Rashi say? Rashi says that no one's been fighting for 7 days. Why not? It's going to get ruined. And what did the Ran say? He held like Rashi also. But what did the Ran say? Why is it not a bitul by karmic sussos? Because you need it. You're right. It's like a same strange thing. The Ritva holds you need la'olam because that's why it doesn't work for karmic sussos, because you need it At some point you need it. The 7 days, you can let it go. And the Ran and Rashi both hold, no. The point is, for 7 days is a bittul. But you couldn't let go of it for 7 days. Why not? Rashi says one reason. The Ran says a different reason. Rashi says because you're going to get ruined. And the Ran says because you're going to use it. Not sure what to say, but you're right. It's a strange thing that he uses his svara and sees it in karma ksasos, and Rashi and the Ran see their sheep in karma ksasos. I don't know. Strange. Something else. This is already Gail. We have to see the Tosus for this, but this, we'll speak it out. We'll speak it out, and then we'll see Tosus Mitzvah tomorrow. There is a Girsa in the Mishnah Alos that Tosus quotes. The Gemara doesn't quote the Girsa correctly, as Tosus didn't tell us. Right? You guys started Tosus already? Yeah? How many started the Tosus? Okay, good. So you know what I'm referring to. So there's a case that Tosus says appears in Alos that our Gemara doesn't mention. What case is it? Kri shel tvua. So that case is not quoted in our Gemara when the Gemara quotes Alos. But apparently that was in the Gemara. That was in the Mishnah. And what does it sound like it's saying there? In the case of Kri shel tvua, that, what does it sound like? That you're not going to be mevatel it for what? What? For how long? In other words, that would be the machlokas. Bais shemelu afro tzvos bitro vechen kri shel tfuah vegal shel tzvaros afilu tumas adakeim tumas bekas be'olah bekas v'yaredes. In other words, l'fi shehem mevutalim. Sounds like kri shel tfuah is shayach bitro or not shayach bitro. It sounds like it's shayach bitro. Now, what does the Ran want to say based on this? What? Kri shel tvua, you're going to need, right? At some point, you're going to need it. You can deal with it for 7 days. You can separate for 7 days from it. But then after that, you're going to need it. But if you hold that bitul requires what? La'olam. So how can you mivatel kri shel tvua la'olam? You're going to need it. So what's the ritva going to do with that case of kri shel tvua? So this, you have to look at the next ritva and see. He has a new pshat in how to read the Mishnah to defend his own shita, that you need bitul la'olam. That's going to be another application of this machlokas. Okay, so beginning to see a little bit about what there's going to be a major question you have to ask yourself on the ritva, a major question, and that is to go back to Rabbi Yossi, to the first case of the Gemara of Karma Ksasos. When you work through the ritva, think about this. How is it going to work back into Rabbi Yossi? What is machlokas Rabbi Yossi in the Chachamim now? Where does that fit? What does Rabbi Yossi hold? You don't need a bittul explicitly, but what happens? Memela, it happens. If you're not going to use it, you don't need the bittul. The offer benoso fanoso, what? It's automatically considered to be that the halal is taken up by chukah, by tumah, whatever it is.